Hey, good morning. It's 8:17. Brock, Hunter.
Everything here looks good. Big load off my mind. We should go now.
We're going to take a full look at your fork. Nah, we're not. I'm not going to do that. I'm not even going to tease it anymore. Not even going to do it.
Anyway. It's going to be windy still. It's still windy.
Beautiful day yesterday. I went out hunting for a little bit yesterday. Didn't see anything except a couple squirrels running around. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to try and get out today before my big vacation.
That's funny. I saw like 8 deer yesterday just driving around.
No, of course. I called my dad. I called my dad. I got skunked again. I was just chatting with him. He's like, oh, yeah. He was out working in the skid loader on the farm, and he's like, I'm looking at a buck right now up over in the cornfield. I'm like, son of a bitch, of course.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, there's like 3 or 4 deer up there. Of course. Probably hit one on the way home.
They could smell gunpowder, man, I'm telling you.
Bastards. I know, I got covered in doe urine for nothing.
Yeah. So when you sit up there, you can't get on your phone. You got to sit there and pay attention.
Yeah.
You're up there and you're just hunting.
Yeah, you sit and you listen and you be in nature and you're quiet and it's mm-hmm. peaceful. And yeah, you listen for the rustle of the leaves and the breaking of branches, and 9 times out of 10 it's a squirrel, but you're just hoping for that one big deer to come walking through so you can blast it.
Question.
Yeah.
How do you know you can even shoot the deer? Like, when's the last time you went out and shot your gun in practice?
It's been a while since I fired off a round, but it's a 12 gauge. It's not like it's anything hard to shoot. You just put the bead where you want it to go and you pull the trigger, you know? No real science to it. Yeah, you get some of these long guns, you know? You get some of these long guns that you got to scope in and everything. I've been using the same break action 12 gauge since I was 12 years old, you know? So
I think it's going to blow your ass out of that tree.
It does have a mean kick to it. It does. So, you know, Una, I might be scared the next time I shoot it. And it has been a while since I popped off a round just because I haven't seen anything.
You got to think about it right before you pull that trigger.
I don't even know if the bullets are going to work. The bullets are so old. It's been so long since I've shot anything. So, Christ, just dust comes
out. You have
out.
Ammo? You got ammo.
Yes, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. I got to double check, though. It's just going to be a ball of dust that comes out of the gun. No, damn it.
Yeah.
No. But
it's got to be sketchy. Some of those tree stands are up there.
Since I don't have any specific land here, I do a lot of the HAP land, which, by the way, if mm-hmm. people want to get into hunting or they're new to it or anything like that and you don't have land to go to, there's a lot of great, it's called HAP land. You can look that up on the DNR website. It's fantastic, mm-hmm. but that's where I go. There's one near Pipestone Creek Golf Course. There's a little chunk there. And mm-hmm. I take a bucket with the little heat seat that I sit on, which is what I do. So, yeah, so I just kind of lean up against a tree and find a good spot and walk around, do some stalk hunting, everything like that. Doesn't do any good. Really, I'm just walking around in the woods. That's with a gun. That's all I do. Basically, if someone
sounds like you're walking around.
If someone were to be like, so how's hunting been? I'd be like, oh, do you mean me just walking around in the woods aimlessly? Yeah, it's going great. It's going great. So that's
like do hunters like eventually ever just give up? Like,
dude, no joke. 2 deer just ran right through the woods in the back here. Look at those white tails. You sons of bitches! I'm gonna get you. That's right. You better run. I'm going to right, literally this. Right here in the backyard. 2 nice dogs.
I know. While we're talking about it.
You, oh, dude, if that's not an omen right there, I don't know what is. God.
I just, yes.
Damn it.
The elusive deer. You're never going to shoot a deer ever. You're wasting your time.
You know, it's 8:21 in the morning, and they're just there horsing around. Oh, God.
Oh, they're loving it.
That is so frustrating.
They are taunting you.
I'm so angry right now.
Dude, that is God's way of playing a joke on you.
I'm ready to jump out the studio window with a knife and just try and tackle one of those bastards. Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, no.
I was wondering that, though. Like, is there a point where, like, hunters just like, dude, I haven't shot anything in, like, 20 years. Like, I'm done.
You get to a point, too. Like, our engineer Terry, a good friend of ours, good friend of the show, he strictly goes for bucks. He's a bow hunter. So it can be very frustrating. You can go seasons without getting anything. There comes a point where you're just like, there's no deer. There's no deer left. There can't be because I haven't seen a deer. There's nothing. There's nothing around here.
Unless you're talking about them on the radio.
Unless
you
are talking.
In your studio.
I can't believe it. You know what? I'm done hunting. Forget it. I'm done. I'm selling my gun. Forget about it.
So. They're laughing at you.
Bastards. All right, we got to keep removing here. Let's do your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
So, as always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
So here's what happens when someone takes the concept of going medieval on someone too literally, all right? It took it too far. On Tuesday morning, a guy outside a restaurant in Emus, Pennsylvania, told a random woman she was special and he was waiting for someone like her in his life. Baby, I love you. I don't know who you are, but you're special.
You look special.
Well, her 38-year-old husband, named James Gleason Jr., heard what the guy said, and he started chasing the guy when he drove off. Then they got out at a red light, pulled out a metal-spiked mace, and started smashing it into the guy's car.
Whoa!
Yeah. Okay,
hold on. A mace.
Let's finish. James was arrested, several charges, including two counts of aggravated assault. I got a lot of questions here. One, obviously...
The big metal-spiked ball that's on a chain that you swing over your head.
That's right, the old medieval mace. Yeah, like gladiator style. So, obviously, James has some jealousy and rage issues he needs to address. What kind of car was it? Two, why did James have a mace inside of his car? Was he at a Renaissance fair recently, and he just had it in there from before? Obviously, it's a legit mace because it's not like it was like one of those fake foam ones, you know?
Yeah, if it'll smash in a car. Hey, you know what? Dude, I care less about anything about this story. You can buy a mace? Where can you buy a mace? Can you get them on Amazon?
I shouldn't have read this story. I should not have read this story.
Can you get a mace on Amazon? It's a question. I'm looking it up right now. Right now, I'm getting a mace.
Between your sex whip and what else?
It's a
bull
whip. It's not.
It's a sex. It has gold studs in the handle. It's a sex whip, Hunter. All right.
You're gonna say my mace is gonna be a sex toy too, aren't you?
Well, if you're gonna get one that's got a dildo handle, then yeah, it's probably gonna be a sex. It's gonna be a sex mace.
I'm gonna whip that thing at your brain. Oh, dude, you're gonna be so jealous when I get a mace. How do you? It's M-A-S-E, like the rapper.
You can't even spell it. You should not have one if you mace. Can't spell it. No,
M-A-C-E.
And if you think your little twig arms can swing mace. That thing around, God, you're gonna end up dislocating your shoulder.
What? Oh, wait a second. It's all that's coming up is mace spray. Are you sure that's how you spell it?
M-A-C-E. I'm positive.
Then what? Medieval, maybe.
I hope your wife is listening.
Medieval weapon. Here it is.
Your wife needs to put a lock on the credit card immediately. All right.
Dude, I'm going to be so cool.
You're gonna hurt yourself, Hunter. We know how this story ends, all right? It's with you in the hospital with a mace lodged in your shoulder blade.
$30. No, $39.99. Here we go.
You're going to be swinging around the house. The chain's going to break because you're going to buy some cheap mace. It's going to go to the drive. Yeah, hit the cat. Meow. Hey, how'd your cat die? Well,
hey, so we get a week. We got a week's vacation coming up, dude. I'm gonna be so good at swinging them. I mean, like that guy in Gladiator. You know, when he's ready, about to come out the doors.
No, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna come back on the 30th without a co-host because you died because you hurt yourself with a mace.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, I can take a nunchuck to the head, but a mace might do some damage.
Ooh. You'd coloring book the rest of your life. All right. Well, we'll have some future news on how Hunter hurt himself with the mace. That's your WTF of the day. We'll be back.